What is up? What is up? What is up? Bringing you another hot and feisty episode of the Guitar Bars Podcast on the post-apocalypse, whatever you want to call it, weekend. Double post-Easter weekend, catching back up, kind of weeding through all of the things that we have to deal with. But guys, I hope everything's good with y'all, wherever you guys are from. I want to thank you guys on our recent downloads. Some Icelandic and some Japanese downloads, if you're still listening from there. Thank you guys so much. Also, I want to thank our consistent German listeners. You guys are awesome too. Guys, thank you all for sticking with us, and thank you for sticking with us for the rough times. I promise you, if you guys stick with us, it will get better. I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. Anyway, yes, I'm your host, Josh Jones. We're here at another episode of the Guitar Pirates Podcast. It's going to be a quick one. It's obviously, as you can tell, it's a solo episode, but there's tons of great stuff to talk about. First of all, if I want to thank our four sponsors, Mingbeard, Greenbeard, Analog Pedals, and Franklin Straps. Without them, we would just completely suck. So check out their respective websites and companies and products and just buy something. We don't even have promo codes. Just go buy something. They make more money. Tons and tons of guitar releases. We can get into this one. This will be easy because I know this is coming up on next show. Or at least I'm going to try to make it part of next show. I acquired one of the Inverness Green Firebird ones from Epiphone, that custom shop line that we talked about. The guitar plays great. The guitar looks great. The guitar sounds great. There's a few little things that are wrong with it. The volume pot is not very tapery. It just goes from 11 to nothing real fast. I say 11, it goes from 10 to nothing real fast. But anyway, we'll get into that next episode, or, you know, when Jim's here. I think we'll do a comparison. Maybe a comparison of the sounds. You know, I will say that the neck is thicker on the green one than the normal Epiphone line. But the Gibson pickup barks, but the Epiphone pickups surprisingly punch high up their weight. Like, I think that's what people are going to find out is, yes, the Gibson pickups are great. They sound awesome. But the Epiphone pickups and the traditional Firebird, that's for like $650, they punch like super high above their weight class. So if you're debating on that, that's one to buy. Same thing, good old thing's been going on here, so we will, we just been keep on keeping on, you know, down here in the Ozarks. I hope everything's been good with you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in and dealing with all the uncertainty that it seems like this show's been. Let's get into, you know, without playing Firebirds here, let's get into some of the things that I've seen. And I hope, if you're listening, I hope you go, you know, wonder what you guys are thinking too. Excuse me. Antigua, Squire, and Antigua. Bass 6, a Strat, a Tele, and a P-Bass. So Squire's taking over the finish again. Makes me wonder. I mean, the Bass 6 is going to go like crazy. I think we all know that. But it has maple neck and black block inlays, which is a no bueno for me. The Tele and the Strat look good, but the P-Bass and the Bass 6 with the black block inlays just look weird. You'll have to see it. It's with black appointments as far as pickup covers, knobs, and switches. But it's at Antigua, yeah, I guess. Excuse me. nothing new, though, you know. Like the, you're not going to get anything with specs. That's nothing new. Same thing with the classic vibes, the Strat. You're not going to get anything different. It's a Strat, same type of 9.25, you know, 9.5 neck radius. Looks like it's $400 for the Strat, $418 for the P base, $454 for the base 6. The P base is probably the best looking one out of the bunch. That's going to be a neck swapper's dream. You get a base like that, you go find you a better neck and you swap the neck. I still think it's cool. I still think the color's great. There's nothing wrong with it. Seen a lot of Marshall amp drops in prices. Wonder what's going on there. I think, what was it? Zounds? I think they had Marshall amps, and then I think they were almost like $500 down. There's already a bunch of price drops on them. Yeah. Yeah, Zounds has got no Marshall heads. Wow. Makes me wonder what's going on with all that. Anyway. Just something I've noticed. Another thing I've noticed is Epiphone. Again, here we go, Epiphone. Slaying this notion that they're making just custom shop only guitars. If you look at Zounds, or I think it shows on their website, I'm not sure. Zounds for sure has an Epiphone Sparkle and Metallic collection. And they're all at $650, $600, you know. There's a purple sparkle Explorer. $650. And no, it's not $1,300 or $1,650 or anything like that. Literally. There's a purple sparkle Thunderbird, an orange sparkle V, a gold sparkle and silver sparkle SG. I mean, even if you're just looking, it's worth to go look. Like, we'll talk about it again next time in a day or two when I can get Jim in here. But there's a freaking purple sparkle SG custom, and it's just not the body either. It's the from stem to stern is purple sparkle, except for the face of the headstock, of course. Back of the headstock, back of the neck, all the body, purple sparkle, $629. So. Oh my God, Epiphone's just going crazy prices. Here you go. Here you go. A purple sparkle SG for $629. When you should have put American pickups in this thing and slapped $999 on this thing. I mean, slap a free Plek and some Gibson pickups on it. put $10.99 on that thing. We'll talk about it. We'll say it again. Let's say this a lot, but we'll say it next time. Bass Boat Sparkle rules all, and these Sparkle guitars are Bass Boat Sparkle. Full on Bass Boat Sparkle. So yeah, and then there's a few colors too. Few colors. I mean, there's a blue sparkle, blue explorer, purple explorer. I can't remember what else. Doesn't say, you know, when you go. No, just trying to thumb through now to make sure I've found it all. Or I'm not being a moron about it. But yeah, all these sparkles are at $6.50. The Thunderbird bass is at $8.50. Makes me wonder why the bass is so much more. There's this is the one that I think people are going to get after, too. A citrus sparkle flying V. Yeah, it's hard to tell in the light with the pictures, but yeah, it's sparkly. It's got the Bass Boat Sparkles in them. An orange sparkle flying V. $6.50. And everybody wanted to complain about those Firebird prices. Literally, here's Gibson's or Epiphone's water on the fire. Oh, The custom Firebirds are so much money. Epiphone's dooming themselves by making guitars worth so much money. Okay, we're going to make all the lines of our guitars from Les Pauls to SGs to Explorers. Fire and Thunderbirds, you're obviously not going to do a Firebird line right now because of the customs that they've dropped. All in custom sparkle finishes. Oh, yeah. And here's the deal. And the other side, the metallic stuff. There's a red metallic Firebird at $6.50. $650 bucks, guys. Half of what the Firebird one is. Half. And yeah, so, okay, let's put it, you put it this way. You could buy two of these, you know, you could buy a V and an Explorer for what you could pay for one of the Firebird One Customs. Let's run through the metallic stuff. I'm on Zounds, just literally typing in metallic collection. And then you kind of, it kind of takes you through the mess. Yeah, okay. Now I found it. So, excuse me. Zounds, there's a ruby red Explorer guitar. It
650 bucks, but it's the metallic stuff. It's got the gold hardware, all the fun Explorer vibes. Looking down, 700. Okay, so they've got this one at 700. They went up 50 bucks. Ooh. That's where you see the ruby red Firebird. $699. So excuse me. And there's nothing new. The same FFO pickups on that thing. It's just a color. Black guard. There's even a V in this ruby red. So there's a V, an Explorer, and a Firebird in this red. So if you're into this ruby red, you can get the trifecta. And if you really wanted to go for it, you get the Les Paul too. $699. I think that's what they're doing with these finishes, except for the Explorer, which is odd. There's another one I think I found here. Candy blue. Looks like a metallic-y blue. That's a Les Paul. They don't have that in any other thing right now, which I'm sure they will eventually. But no, how's everybody doing though? Let's check in before we keep running down this line and get to the end here. Just wanted to check in and see how everybody's doing. Let everybody know that we're doing good here in the Ozarks. Summer is getting upon us. I hope everybody who's playing music has got shows booked and got new stuff going on. And got a couple new songs we're working on. I hope you guys got stuff going. Looks like Thunder Road Guitars in Seattle has something metallic going on. Les Paul Standard 50s from Epiphone and metallic gold. Probably something like a Jared James Nichols, I imagine. But no, that's cool. You know, back to the it's cool to see Zounds gets custom colors and other places get these custom things. Although I would have said with these new Firebirds, that would have sucked if it would only been one company get the green, you know. Anyway. You know, I was looking into those custom colors, Inverness green and stuff like that, and it's literally where Gibson got that from, or where they're getting it now is OG Gibson colors. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, Although they did call some of the colors like Inverness green poly, which obviously would be like polyurethane. They were putting that, you know, fixation of poly on the end of it. But no, I'd read down that I did some Firebird 1 research and found that old paper of Gibson's, a Gibson Firebird 1 paper, and it was every color they had. Even the Heather Miss Poly or whatever the hell it's called. The purple one. God dang it. But no, What else was there? There was something else. The Fender Fender Thin Line. What'd you guys do? Have you all seen that? There's a whole Fender Thin Line. The American Pro 2 has got a Fender Thin Line Telly. There's Fender Thin Line Tellys and Strats now. Which I thought was kind of crazy. A production line thin line Stratocaster. Not just an Eric Johnson. Yeah, limited edition American Pro 2 Stratocaster. It's a limit. Okay, so it's limited. But it's literally a thin line Strat. It's very EJ. 2-point trim though. Red tortoise shell guard. White covers and knobs. Recessed heel block. Same color tortoiseshell blade over the tremolo plate. V-Mod 2 pickups. Deep sea neck profile. Alder roasted pine bodies. I'd be interested in some roasted pine. That'd be interesting to try. No, but I'd seen that whole thin line thing and was. It's on the American Pro 2. Quite a shot. White blonde. Transparent Daphne blue, transparent surf green, transparent shell pink. Transparent shell pink will probably be the one that garners all the transparent shell pink money. Available May 7th, supposedly Fender.com. V-Mod 2 single coil strap pickups, deep sea. Bone nut, 22 narrow 12 frets, treble bleed circuit, includes deluxe molded hard shell case. Push switch on the second tone activates the neck pickup and switch positions 1 and 2, adding a 2 unique pickup configuration not normally found on a Strat. Oh, it activates the neck pickup and switch positions 1 and 2. Adding 2. Oh, so you. Okay. So in positions 1 and 2, you can add the neck. Involve the neck. By the push. Ash, glossy urethane. Maple neck, 4 bolts. Supernatural satin urethane finish. Glossy urethane headstock face. 1 6/85 the nut. All single coils, all V-Mod 2s. Still cool. Who wouldn't want a thin line Strat? I would love a 22 fret thin line Strat with a humbucker in it. Saying that reminds me of what I seen earlier. What would you rather have, Nation? I'm going to leave this up to you guys. Kind of the last thing, Guitar Bars Podcast Nation. Where do we sit at? 24 fret guitar. Obviously, it's kind of up in the air. But if you had to have a 24 fret guitar, what would you rather have? The 24 fret Charvel dinky that looks like a Strat. Or a 24 fret PRS custom S24. So, there you go. 24 fret guitar debate at the 24 minute mark. Closing it out. Hope you guys enjoyed this 25-minute ramble about stuff. I just wanted to get something in the can because I couldn't get Jim over this weekend, and I said I'd get something in can for the weekend. I'll have Jim over tomorrow, and we'll cut a proper episode. But until next time, y'all, thank you guys so much for dealing with this rambling-ass episode, 25 minutes long. We'll see you guys later this week. Thank y'all for listening. I'll thank you for all of our overseas listeners as well. And go back and check out some oldies, guys. And if you guys want us to interview anybody cool, hit us up. If you guys know anybody cool, try to get us in contact with them, and we'll get those on people on the show. Thank you to our sponsors, Mean Beard, Green Beard, Analog Pedals, and Franklin Straps. Thank you all for listening to me. Guys, until next time, peace.